Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
The point is that Facebook is a party. It's the online party. And so if your ultimate goal is to get something, sell a service, sell a product, the more that you can use story-based third-party credibility, it makes a huge, huge difference.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. If you're looking to get started with Facebook ads, you're a total beginner and you'd like to learn how you can create profitable Facebook ads for less than $10 a day, don't miss my free streaming online workshop that I put together for you, which you can sign up for over at rickmulready.com/newbies. That's NEWBIES. rickmulready.com/newbies. All right, here's today's episode. Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How's it going, my AOPT friends? I am Rick Mulready and super hopped up on some bulletproof coffee. I have my mug of, actually, it's a thermos of bulletproof coffee right here. I get a lot of questions about bulletproof coffee, basically how I personally mix it because everyone kind of does it a little bit differently. I normally do ghee, I do MCT oil, and I usually mix in a little bit of glycerin for a little bit of sweetener. And it's also has some good health benefits as well. And I also do, what else I do? Oh, some protein powder, just some standard. Actually, it's pretty high quality protein powder. But today and yesterday, I took out the ghee because I kind of want to test a little bit, see how I felt. And so I just have the MCT, the glycerin, and the protein powder in there and feeling good. So totally amped up. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you tuning in to the podcast here. Got an especially, well, these are all good episodes, but I got an especially good one here today because we're going to be talking some more Facebook ads today. And this time, I've invited on my buddy Keith Krantz to talk to us. Now, Keith recently visited the Facebook offices in Austin, Texas, where he met up with his account rep down there, and he left with some really interesting takeaways, specifically around how Facebook really wants us approaching Facebook ads these days. And Keith is going to share what he learned during that meeting and also how we can all use this information, which again is directly from Facebook, to make our Facebook ads even better. And as you're going to hear in just a minute, we talk a lot today about Facebook video ads. Sound familiar? Well, as you know, video is where it's at right now with Facebook. And if you're not doing Facebook video ads, it's definitely time to get on board. So you're also going to learn today a really powerful strategy that's working right now with Facebook ads. We're going to talk about the anatomy of a highly converting video for Facebook, how to include a call to action button on your video ad, and that's which is something that's not always super obvious. Why branding is a really effective strategy when your goal is actually direct response and a whole lot more today. By the way, you might be wondering why, since I'm a Facebook ads guy, am I inviting on other Facebook ads people onto the podcast here? Well, I'm a big believer in the abundance mindset. And I feel like the more that I can offer you different perspectives on things like Facebook ads, you know, the better value that I feel like you can get from this. And I do the show for you. So that is why I bring on other Facebook ads people. Plus, Keith's a great guy. He really knows his stuff, and I have a lot of respect for him. Now, before we jump into it here with Keith, I want to give you a heads up that I decided to do a part two to the interview that you're about to hear. Since we did our original interview together, Keith came back to me and said, "Hey, man, I got some updates for you that have already happened within the, you know, the, like it was like 2 weeks between when we did the original interview." And he came back to me and said, "I got some updates for you that I really want to share with your audience. And I think we should add it on to the interview that we did." Basically, here's what happened. Facebook came to he and his agency and said, "Hey, we're going to be doing a special agency only webinar where we're going to be talking about updates and stats for Facebook video ads," which is exactly what we're talking about in today's episode. So Keith wanted to share what he learned during that webinar. Part two to that is what they learned from that webinar. They're now using, they're doing testing for their clients with video ads, and he wanted to share what those early results are. So what I decided to do was use that add-on conversation, if you will, as a part two interview. So that's going to be in the next episode here of the podcast. So this is going to be part one of my conversation here with Keith, and then part two is going to be the next episode of the podcast. So be on the lookout for that later this week. All right. So without further ado, here's Keith Krantz. All right, Keith Krantz, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you, Rick? Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Awesome. So we've been chatting here for the past 15, 20 minutes or so here. We can talk for hours about this stuff, but I want to kind of dive into a couple things with you today. So this is a couple of Facebook ads guys kind of sitting down to talk about what's working right now. But I know that you recently visited one of the Facebook offices, the one, I think it was down in Austin, Texas. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. Yep.
And I know that you had some good takeaways out of your meeting with some of the teams down there. Can you kind of share what your major takeaways were?
Yeah, no problem. Not too long ago, we got invited by our account manager, Justin, and we ended up inviting Molly Pittman from Digital Marketer to go with us because their offices are in Austin. So we all three went. It's pretty cool. He took us around. He's like, "Hey, you want to come eat breakfast?" We're like, "Breakfast?" Well, you get there and they've got like, you know, this smorgasbord of food 24/7, depending on what time of day is, what type of food. So
that's right. They don't want you to leave the office if you work there.
Exactly. Exactly. they don't. And then it's actually pretty cool the way that culture is because you can see the different workspaces so people can move around and stuff like that. But we actually did an article that's posted on Digital Marketer a few weeks ago, five things we learned at Facebook headquarters. And, you know, some of the stuff was okay. But I mean, to be honest with you, I would say the number one takeaway that as far as strategy and tactics is concerned was, well, first of all, let me back up a little bit. We tried to get as much as we could from them on this whole situation of account banning and people getting their accounts shut down. And trust me, we've been trying. Those guys don't like to bring that up. They don't like to, you know, it's kind of unique the way the whole relationship works. So, but with that department and their department, but the actual compliance division is in the same building. That main building, that headquarters, is their Facebook advertising headquarters for North America. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. But it was like walking into a college bar or something like that when I saw the compliance division, because it was a bunch of 22, 23 year olds. So that was a little bit scary.
I was just gonna say, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just keep that in mind. So, however.
So talking about, just want to interrupt you real quick. So the reason I'm assuming that they don't want to really talk about it is they don't want to give too much away. So because they don't want people gaming the system. They don't want people figuring out, like, you know, what the, I don't know how to put this, kind of like what the issue is that they're looking for, so that you can game it in some way and while still technically breaking their ad guidelines. Is that kind of accurate?
Yeah, a little bit, but also it's just that they get hit up so much trying to like, hey, can you help me with this account? Can you help me with this account?
Yeah.
And like we have an account manager that's only assigned to certain accounts. Like we don't actually have a full agency rep that's anybody that works with us that we can talk to. So it doesn't quite work that way, even though we get help with a lot of other accounts, but usually it's a favor. Like we recently had an account that got shut down and he was able to go and get it back up for us.
Yeah.
But we had another client account where the same situation happened and he tried, but it didn't work. And so they don't like to do that very often. So it's kind of a sticky situation. But basically they're saying he even told me when it comes to getting a rep, it's not about how much money you spend. You have to have a certain threshold. But he said, we'd rather take somebody that's spending $1,000 a month that we think we can help grow to $50,000 a month than somebody that's spending, a $500,000 a month that's selling spam. That was like, quote, exactly what he said.
Okay.
And like, that was the subject. That was the topic. So, but basically what they want is they want us to be promoting content. They want stuff. They feel like they have this idealistic view that every single advertisement on Facebook should be useful and add value to their audience, mm-hmm. which if you do this right, it really can, which is pretty cool. Now, the problem is I know that a lot of people are providing value and they're still getting their accounts shut down. So there's a lot of frustration there, and I know it sucks. Trust me, we're treading lightly right now. But I'll give you two good ways around that, and we can talk about that, is one of them, we were just talking about a specific client, and he said, what really, really works well right now on Facebook is using, story-based videos. Story-based, like how that product or service helped that person. And I was like, just like rumbling in my chair. I was so excited because like the digital marketing conference, just a few weeks before that. And I did a 15-minute talk during the Wicked Smart panel. And it was about that. I called it, using story-based videos.
Mm-hmm.
And in my specific example, I was actually using a unique example of where we actually run a video, like in the news feed on whether it's desktop, mobile, sidebar, whatever, right column, all the different placements. And we'll take, in this specific case that I used, we'll literally link right from that video to an Amazon product page and get conversions and also build up the Amazon ranking because you get more traffic and there's a lot of different things that happen there. Now, I use that specific example in that talk because it shows that normally, it's kind of against the grain. It's against conventional wisdom. Normally, I would always advise against using Facebook to try to sell something to somebody right away.
Yeah,
you have to build value. You've got to build credibility. But I use that example because we're using a story-based video testimonial of a customer that talks about her bone density, increasing and her symptoms of osteoporosis being gone, mm-hmm. right? Going away because of this product. And so it's a third-party credibility. So now when they show up on your landing page or your product page, they're coming there in a completely different frame of mind. And so Justin, when we were at the corporate office, was saying the same thing about this client that we were talking about. And we've kind of been talking to that client about doing that, but they haven't given us any good assets yet. But the point is that Facebook is a party. It's the online party. And so if your ultimate goal is to get something, sell a service, sell a product, the more that you can use story-based third-party credibility, it makes a huge, huge difference. Now, you don't always have to use like a video testimonial. You can use a regular video, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook video ads, there's a lot of reasons why, in my opinion, it's one of the best things to do. We've kind of been doing that for a long time. But it goes back to the same principle as why we should be amplifying content that's not gated. Okay.
Yep.
We've actually got an article all about this strategy going out. I've got the Word document, it should be published. It's actually going to be published on Digital Marketer too in the next few days. It'll probably be live after this episode is published. But talking about this, and it's really working right now. For example, we've got a coaching client who she's in the fitness space, and she does both. She'll amplify content to a blog post, and she's getting like 2 cent clicks. 2 cents.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Now, I'm just saying that because it's possible. I'm saying, if you're in the business space and stuff like that, you're going to average closer to a dollar a click, more than that in some cases.
Are they converting into leads, though?
they're converting into leads, and a lot of people are actually converting right from that page to sales. And then what happens is we retarget people with a story-based video of one of her customers talking about her results and how her life is better. And that video links directly to a sales page. And we're literally getting sales for less than $10 each.
Really? Okay. So, all right, so I have a lot of questions come out of here. So I want to come back to Justin, if there was anything else from him. But you mentioned, so you're talking about this, the story-based, you know, testimonial kind of video. And you mentioned getting assets from a client that you hadn't received yet. What are you seeing? Obviously, right now, video is huge on Facebook. I mean, Facebook has come out publicly when they reported their earnings for Q1. They came out and said, yeah, I mean, Facebook is a big, video is a big push for us right now. They're not talking about how they're going to be monetizing it. But, I mean, we've seen that organically when we post on our Facebook page that it's getting more reach. And I mean, the cost per view when we're doing video ads right now is ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous in a good way. I mean, it's super low. So it's getting a lot of play. I think the number is like 4 billion video views a day on Facebook right now. So when you're talking about these story-based, you know, sort of testimonial videos, what does that video look like? What is the length that you're seeing was working really well? And what type of content within that, in that video is are you seeing that's working really well?
Okay, great question. So I would say that's the biggest takeaway from the event. I mean, from the going to the office. I want to read a whole article. Go read it. But I'm telling you, this stuff is even more important. That's the big thing. They want you to amplify content. They want you to provide value and use retargeting. A lot of thing too was some of the partner categories are coming out with some new kind of targeting. They have to add it manually into your account, so we can now target businesses that have certain level of employees. And certain business revenue, that's like new targeting that they'll eventually be adding to everybody, which is pretty cool, by the way. But when it comes back to this, now let's just talk about video itself then. It doesn't necessarily have to be a third party like testimonial video, because I know that those can be difficult to use. I just want to see if you can. I call it the video ad winning formula that I kind of created. I did this for a recent webinar for my members. And if you're going to do something like video, there's a lot of reasons why. Number one is think about it this way too. And I'll give you the exact formula, the template that I think you can use if you're listening to this right now. But it's not about, a lot of times people are like, well, I want to test a video ad compared to a regular kind of a link post ad where the image is a clickable link and see which one converts better, has a lower cost per lead. Well, if you look at it that way, you're looking at it from a short-term, short-sighted basis, because it's not about does video work better. It's not. It's more like you add in video, you have to be adding in video, and then you're trying to figure out which type of video is working better within that separate area, right? It's not if video is better, it's you should be doing video, and then it's trying to figure out how you can make your videos better. That's the thing, because here's why. First of all, excuse me, Facebook relevant scores is a big deal. Nobody knows how they're creating these relevant scores. Their algorithm is messed up in my opinion. You'll see.
Completely agree with you.
That's a whole another conversation, right? But the problem is it affects our account, our history. Like, if you're going to get a bunch of low relevant scores, it's going to give you a higher likelihood of getting your account shut down. You're going to get higher click costs and all that. So videos, you're going to have way higher relevant scores. It's just no question. People, if they see a video, you don't get as many people saying, get the heck off my news feed, you know, spam, you know, getting picked off because they think that, you know, they pay a lot of money for their Facebook account, so they should own that news feed, right? But you don't get that as much because they see that instant, they see that real person. You get a lot more shares, likes, comments, okay?
Yep.
The other thing is you're getting a lot of collateral branding. So think about, a lot of people might see that video, but they might not click through. But guess what? They might see your ad 2 days from now, which is an image of something, and they click on that. And now you have a higher likelihood of that person taking action on the landing page because they saw your video earlier. So you're getting a lot of collateral branding, and a lot of people that are running Facebook ads, they have this like anti-branding approach. They think, I'm a direct response marketer, so I can't be doing any branding.
Yep. Well,
you can't think that way. You have to be thinking, how can I get my campaigns to ROI, but also be setting up the foundation for more success in the long run? And that's another reason why videos, and I've done videos from the beginning. We've been doing videos and amplifying content for 4 years now, and it's always been kind of my favorite strategy. But it's even better now because, sorry, I haven't gotten into the little outline of a video, and I will, promise.
We'll get there.
This is important.
Yeah, for sure.
Facebook has recently rolled out a new feature, which is game changing. And what it is where they let you add a call to action button on the screen, both on mobile and on mobile, which is the key here.
Yeah.
And so
that's where most video views are happening right now.
Yes. Yeah. And when they're watching it on mobile, they'll go full screen. So guess what? They have less distractions.
Yeah.
They have less distractions. It's full screen. There's no sidebar. There's no other ads. There's nothing else. And you can add a call to action button on the video player. And so they can click that. We literally have a consulting client that's spending like $5,000 a day on running a 30-minute video inside Facebook, driving him right to an order form with positive ROI.
A 30-minute video?
30-minute.
Holy cow.
Yes, wow. I'm telling you now, it's game-changing, and so there's a lot of reasons why that works, because he's very good at doing that. But
objective there, that when they're setting up that ad, is video views, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly, because in order to get a lot of these features, you have to use video views, or else you can't. There is ways around it. If you do if you use the page manager inside the Power Editor and you actually create a post that's a video post using that, or you publish it on your page, then you can actually still kind of add the call to action with the Power Editor. But the problem with the Power Editor, if you're listening to this, is right now, at least, Facebook doesn't let you preview that button, even if you're on a mobile device. The only way you can see that call to action button is if you actually see the real ad running in your newsfeed. So that's if you set it up the right way, you will have the button. You just might not know. Right. So it makes you nervous a little bit. But the point is, and in that case, mobile is working. It's not ROIing on desktop. It only is on mobile. The clicks are cheaper. And also, I think it's because a lot of times people are hanging out. They're like waiting in line, or they're riding the train or something, and they're on their mobile device. So really use video, combine that with mobile. But if you want, I can kind of touch on what works and the keys to having a video that actually works.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so basically, and I see this happen all the time, where somebody will, like, run a video. I got a coaching client. He ran this video ads, and I watched it, and I'm like, dude, like, there's no intro. Like, you've worked with Fortune 50 companies like AT&T and these big companies. You have to say that in the first 15 seconds. So you have to have the first, like, 0 to 15 seconds is intro and credibility social proof. So even if you don't have any, maybe you have a product that you've created, and make it say the name of that. Hey, this is Keith Krantz, creator of the, you know, Facebook Advertising Blueprint or Facebook Ads University. Yep. You know, I say, this is Keith Krantz, author of The Ultimate Guide to Facebook Advertising, which is in bookstores all over the world. We work with so-and-so and so-and-so. Okay? You have to do that because people are not going to know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, let me ask you a follow-up question on that. I'm going to kind of probe on this one a little bit. Because the video is autoplay in the newsfeed, and they have to tap the video in order to hear it, are you kind of delaying that for the first few seconds, like doing something else or saying something else for the first few seconds of the video before you start into that credibility factor?
Yeah, no, good question. We're not doing a whole lot of that. But basically, if you spend enough time on it, you'll be fine. Right.
Yeah.
So if it is about 15 seconds, a lot of times they're going to miss the first 3 or 4 seconds, and you should be fine. But take that into consideration, because a lot of times we'll take a video that's already been done, or it's kind of like, you don't, the production part's hard enough to get them to record it again. But just know that going in, that they might miss the first 2, 3, 4 seconds, could even be the five seconds. And just make sure it's there. So
cool. Okay.
Good point.
First 15 seconds, credibility.
And then, like the next 15 to 45 seconds, you want to get right into the problem and sometimes if you can plant a seed to the solution, you know, like, hey, are you frustrated with trying to run Facebook ads? Are you frustrated with literally spending so much money and feeling like you're throwing money down the toilet, or create, you know, posting something on Facebook and nobody ever seen it, or, you know, constantly dieting, losing weight, and gaining it back? So you got to hit right into the fear if you can. Maybe even list out, say, 3 to 5 problems or common frustrations that people have. You don't have to necessarily do that. Just kind of use for whatever you have. So you got to get the credibility proof is important. Then go right into, like, the problem. And then the next thing is really, you're either going to, because it's Facebook, Depending on what your offer is, what your hook is, maybe it's a webinar that you want them to register, or maybe it's just a download. Like, I would run video ads to my Facebook checklist, like, which is a basic squeeze page, because I knew nobody knew who I was. So I was like, who's going to download this checklist, this lead pages squeeze page, when they don't know who the heck I am? And even if they do download it, they're not going to do anything after that, because it's like, there's no brand, there's no like connection made. So that's another reason why you're doing this. But so basically, you, from there, you might transition like 2 to 4 minutes into like your solution and call to action. However, I have one little section here, which is, it depends if you have case a testimonial or not. So let's say you have a minute long testimonial. So you can actually do the intro and credibility, state the problem, the solution. And then you could actually, if you have this and you can test both, you can transition right into a case study testimonial. So are you sick and tired of being in pain every single day? Just imagine if you could, not have pain like this or something like so-and-so, and play that video of her talking about her results, right? And then after that video stops, you transition into you. Hey, just imagine if you had constant leads coming into your business like Joe does, or just imagine if you didn't have to cold call every single day or show up at all these B&I and Chamber of Commerce meetings, if you had literally a system built up like Joe does now, right? Well, I've actually got a webinar coming up that you can, a free training coming up in the next couple of days that you can register for, where I'm going to cover the top 5 things that every financial planner should be doing to have leads coming into their business every single day without having to cold call ever again, or whatever this solution that you offer is. You can kind of transition to, just imagine if your life was like this person. I've got a training coming up. So then you kind of go into like what it is, and then you can maybe even list out the benefits. So if it's if I'm doing a webinar, I'll say, like, if I have 3 bullet points on a webinar landing page, I'll say what those kind of 3 things are in my video. Okay. So you kind of tell them what's going to be offered, and then you can say, basically give them a call to action, and maybe even include a little bit of scarcity. So you might say, hey, this is a one-time event, or it's a limited time, they've got a limited time coupon or something like that. And then you could say, register for this free training. All you've got to do is click the button on this you see on the screen here, or the link in this post, and you can register free now. So the key here at the end is to, if you can, use an evergreen call to action that will work whether your video is played in the news feed, in the sidebar, on desktop, or on mobile.
Yeah, because that's a good point. Yep.
You don't want to try to create like 4 different videos. Right. You can if you want, but just say this. Say, click the link in this post or the button you see on this screen to register for the webinar. That's all you have to say. That covers everything, whether it's like, because sometimes the link's going to be on the right? If they see a sidebar video, it's going to pop up into a new window. The video is going to be on the left.
Right.
The link's going to be on the right. If they see it in the news feed, the link's going to be above the video. If they see it in the mobile and they have it full screen, it's going to be on the video. So all you have to do is say it just like I said, and I can give you like these bullet points for the show notes if you want. And then that's the key. So the whole key on Facebook is that instant kind of personality. You make that connection with that person. If you use a third-party testimonial, there's so much more to it because it's somebody else talking about you. If you look at any good infomercial that's ever ran consistently on a long-term basis, they're all built on real stories, case study, testimonial stories, 90% of the production.
Now, the 2 things that came out of that for me is you mentioned like 2 to 4 minutes. So you're not afraid to do a longer video. Now, you mentioned one of your clients doing a 30-minute video. Now, people like you mentioned before, people are like flipping through newsfeed, you know, when they're waiting for the train or on the train or in line at Starbucks or whatever it might be. You know, what is your, have you seen greater success with a shorter video versus maybe that 3 to 4 minutes?
So
long or what?
Great question. I would say this is one of my biggest pet peeves is people putting a template on the timeline for videos, because a lot of people will always say you need to do a 30-second video or 1 minute or 90-second, or especially with this whole YouTube video marketing, YouTube ads craze, same thing.
Yeah.
So our YouTube ads right now, we're trying to make 2, 3, 4, 5 minute videos, not 30-second videos.
Yeah.
Because we want quality clicks. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And so in some cases, I'll see a 45-second video be perfect, and it's all you need. So like, even if you take my template here, and let's say you don't have a testimonial video, then if you look at the like 0 to 15 seconds, maybe that takes you 12. And then you got state the problem where I said 15 to 45 seconds. So maybe instead of taking 30, it only takes you 20 seconds. And then you've got the transition that takes you an extra minute. Well, now you're in, you know, maybe now you got maybe a minute and a half video,
yeah.
Minute and 20. So you can do this same thing shorter, but I've always not worried about that. And I've always done 3 or 4 minute videos. As long as you've got some calls to action, like subtle throughout,
yep.
You got a good one 45 seconds in, you're going to be okay. So what I've always recommended to all of my clients from the beginning is don't stress about trying to make it under 90 seconds. If you can't provide the benefits, who cares? You're not going to get quality clicks there anyways. You're just going to be wasting your money. So that just because I'm saying that doesn't mean that you can't, like a perfectly crafted video might be like 40 seconds because they're busy. But like I said, I mean, a perfect example is the 30-minute testimonial video that's able to run, you know, $5,000 a day. I mean, like same thing, the YouTube video ads, the 3-minute video is the one that's working best, not the 30-second one.
Yeah.
Look at, what's his name from Six Pack Shortcuts? He's running like 5-minute, 55-second pre-roll videos on YouTube video ads, not 30-second videos.
Right.
So,
that's a good point. It's a good point. It comes down to quality that you're going for.
Yeah. Quality and, really making that connection and then really digging into their fears and frustrations and then having the solution for them. So don't stress too much. And then the other thing is, if video isn't for you, a lot of people will, I think if you can get your face on the camera, that's important, or somebody from your brand. I think having like animated videos on software as a service or like on a sales page is awesome, and they can kill it. But as far as like a social network like this, I think it's really important to make that personal connection, especially if it's that first kind of indoctrination to that viewer,
yeah,
to that visitor on Facebook. You have to do that. And the only way that you can do it, if you're not comfortable, is repetition. Like when I first started doing videos, I had to take like 2 shots before I could even do a video because I was so bad.
Nice. Now, you mentioned earlier like content amplification. So we're talking about this strategy here for, yep, a specific call to action. Now, are you seeing success with doing a similar formula that what you're talking about here, but simply driving to, you know, a piece of content like a blog post, and then from there, you're doing one of a couple of things. You're building an audience. You're building a retargeting audience of people coming to that page. You have an opt-in on that page, or maybe within the content. So you're building a list that way as well. Or maybe they're buying directly from that page. So are you seeing success with that strategy as well?
Yes, 100%. Yes, this is one of my favorite strategies too. And the psychology behind both these strategies is really the same. It's about providing value and building a relationship first before you try to sell to them. And so, like one of our girls, Bree, who's in the fitness world, Betty Rocker, she we're not even really driving traffic to lead magnets anymore. We're only driving traffic to content.
Yeah.
And then she's got strong calls to action throughout. If anybody clicks on the link at the bottom of that article, she's getting a 5% conversion rate on her sales. And then we're using video to retarget people to her sales pages. And so the video you're getting super high relevant scores on those too, because they're pretty much warm audiences, right?
Yeah, it's video and retargeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, we do so. She does some video to front end stuff too, to like some like content and stuff like that. You'd be surprised, but what we're doing. But basically, content is huge for us because we know we're building that retargeting list, and as long as we've got good strong calls to action.
Yeah.
And she has lower priced products. So, but if you have higher priced products, you can still do the same thing, and then you can just retarget people back to like a webinar or a strategy session video or something like that.
Yeah.
But content is a huge, huge portion of what we try to get people to do. So we're seeing it work better and better and better, especially right now with Facebook's environment. It's really scary right now with what they're doing. And so when you're running traffic to content, as long as you still don't have anything like specific, you know, results oriented numbers and the word money and like with fitness, you got to be careful. You can't have the word sexy or anything like that. As long as your title still to your page is fairly generic.
Yeah.
You're a lot safer with Facebook, but you also get good results because you're building those retargeting lists up, and you'll be surprised on how many people will click through on that page itself too.
Yeah. My last question for you on this, Keith, is that since you're running a video ad, are you seeing better success with video on the landing page? If I'm not talking content per se,
right.
I'm talking, you know, if you are opting in for something or it's an opt-in based landing page, whether it's a webinar or whatever it is, since it's video that is driving them, are you seeing good results with video on the landing page or just a standard landing page?
So good question. So in most cases, let's say they created like the basic same video that they would use for an opt-in, like a registration. Mm-hmm. Then we try to use a non-video landing page because we know they've already watched the video.
Yeah.
You're going to get higher conversions
sure.
all day long.
Yep.
Some cases though, they've got a great video on the webinar registration page and they're using a testimonial video to drive them there. So it's a totally separate video. And so then we'll keep it. It just depends on your situation. Just realize that if it's fairly the same video and you know they're watching it on Facebook, try to use a non-video landing page. But it's not going to kill you to have the video on there either.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, so. We could talk about this for hours. But let's wrap it up here. This has been a really great conversation and one I think is really important to have right now, especially with, like you mentioned, the environment. That is, you know, the reality that's on Facebook right now. So thank you so much for all this information. This has been great. Where can people connect with you? What's the best place to find you online right now?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Just the main website, which is dominatewebmedia.com. And if you go there, I've got, depending on when you hear this, but I've got like my free Facebook checklist. I've also, it's not published now, but by the time they listen to this, it probably will be. You'll be able to actually get my book, which is in Barnes & Noble's all over the world. It's published by Entrepreneur Magazine. But you'll be able to get that for free delivered to you, plus my Facebook Fast Start, which is some free modules. That could change, if you're listening to this 8 months after this is published. Either way, there's a lot of really good free stuff on there. And then I've got a membership site that you can get a trial into too. And it's we've got a really active group and you can get your questions answered by me and stuff too. So
awesome.
That's where to go.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all this information with us.
No problem. Appreciate it, Rick. It was fun.
Great conversation here with Keith today. Hope you got a lot out of that one with him. And you're now pretty much convinced that you need to be testing video with your Facebook ads because you definitely do. Now, don't forget we put together a part two to this interview where in the next episode here of the podcast, Keith and I are going to continue the conversation because since we did this original interview recording, Keith came back to me and said, hey, man, I have some updates for you that I'd love to share with your audience and add on to the interview that we did. So what I've done is I took that part of the interview and made it a part two to what you've just listened to. So be on the lookout for the next episode here, The Art of Paid Traffic, where it's going to be part two to the interview that we did today, where Keith shares what he learned in a special agency-only Facebook webinar. So basically, Facebook invited agencies to a special webinar where they're going to be sharing updates and statistics for Facebook video ads. So he's going to share with you what he learned during that webinar. And then also, they took the learnings, Keith and his agency took the learnings from that webinar and are now testing some things with some of their clients. And he wants to share what some of those early results are. So be on the lookout for part two to this interview in the next episode. Now, as I do with many of the episodes here on the show, for today's episode, I've put together a cheat sheet for you. And that is going to discuss the anatomy of a highly converting video for Facebook ads that Keith broke down for us today. I've also included the type of script that could be helpful for you during your video. And I've also included links to some inexpensive gear that can increase the quality of your videos and make it really easy for you to shoot these videos for your Facebook ads. Now, you can download the cheat sheet for free over on the show notes page, which is at rickmulready.com/38. That's the number 38. Also, if you're a total newbie looking to get started with and learn Facebook ads, maybe you're just getting started building your email list and not getting a ton of traffic to your website, I've got a free streaming online workshop for you called Facebook Ads for Beginners, How to Create Killer Facebook Ads on Less Than $10 a Day. You can go over to rickmulready.com/newbies. That's N-E-W-B-I-E-S. rickmulready.com/newbies. And you can sign up for a time that works best for you there. All right, that is all for today's episode, my friends. I've got another great one coming up for you in the next episode. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.